Dan Rivera was a paranormal investigator who recently passed away on July 13, 2025, while on a paranormal tour in Pennsylvania. It was said that he recovered the Annabelle doll after it went missing in May 2025. His reason for death has been unidentified. He died in his hotel room at the age of 54. It was said that this was the same doll that was used in the movie The Conjuring. Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. So in this video, we're going to be talking about the dark history behind dolls. All right. Now, the concept of dolls have been around since the early 2080 BC. The first evidence of dolls go back to ancient Egypt with the wooden paddles. Now, these paddles were used in tombs to ward off evil spirits. Many pharaohs would have these paddles placed alongside of them in their tombs to make sure that all demons or bad spirits wouldn't follow them in the afterlife. This tradition actually carried on into places such as Greece and also Rome. The people of ancient Greece and Rome decided to create an updated version and allowed the dolls to have removable clothes and movable limbs. These dolls were made from clay, stone, wood, and also wax. These dolls were given to young women before their marriage. If they died before they were married, the dolls would be given to deities such as Artemis and also Venus. During this time, the name doll wasn't actually created, but instead they would give it a name such as playthings. Later on in African culture, the Akuaba was created. These dolls were not used as play toys, but as a form of supernatural and ritual purposes. The Akuaba was used as a fertility doll to ensure a healthy childbirth. They would place this doll on the stomach of a pregnant woman to ensure that she would have a healthy childbirth and the child wouldn't come out with any disruptions. By 300 AD, the Japanese incorporated the Dogu figures, which were also used in religious ceremonies. Many people believe that these dolls were used as magical devices, and that may be true to Native and African cultures. They would use what is called the effigy to actually place spells on people. The European culture picked up on this practice and created what is known today as poppet dolls, which in Europe folk magic, these poppet dolls would also be used for spell casting. In Haitian voodoo, many people believe that voodoo dolls were a part of their practice, but these dolls were typically sold to tourists that visited Haiti. The concept of voodoo dolls came from the European poppet. Fast forward to the industrial era, and porcelain dolls were processed at a rapid rate. Places like England, Germany, and America figured out a way to mass produce these dolls with more lifelike appearances, with hair, blinking eyes, and even movable limbs. During the Industrial Revolution, companies decided to promote the use of young parenting to little girls. We want to prepare America for motherhood as young as 2 years old. Soon, eventually, every household would contain a doll for young women and young men. In 1970, a Hartford, Connecticut woman by the name of Donna was given a Raggedy Ann doll. She reported that the doll was behaving strangely. She also reported that the doll was following her and her roommate around their apartment and even lifted its arms on its own. She took the doll to a psychic medium, and the woman told her the doll was possessed by a deceased 6-year-old girl named Annabelle. Donna gave a speech at Rutgers University where she explained the case of Annabelle. She claimed Annabelle would give psychic slashes to people she didn't like. Now, for a better understanding, psychic slashes are when someone receives slashes on their body while they're sleeping, but not familiar where these slashes actually came from. Donna then gave the doll to a Catholic priest, who then threw the doll across the room and said, "No doll is stronger than God." But later on that day, after he left Donna's home, he drove his car into a tree. The doll was then held in an occult museum in Monroe, Connecticut, until the museum closed for zoning violations. In May 2025, reports online stated that the Annabelle doll was actually missing. Many people are familiar with the doll Hello Kitty, which was created in Japan. But did you know that the doll actually contains a demonic spirit? A woman by the name of Yoko Shimizu was actually the creator of Hello Kitty, but then sold the idea to a company called Sanrio. The original story of Hello Kitty has more of a demonic side. It all starts with a desperate mother who just couldn't sit and look at her hopeless daughter dying. Seeing that the doctors gave her no hope, this woman decided to pray. That was all she could actually do. She visited many churches praying for a miracle and making promises. Unfortunately, nothing really changed. Her daughter's conditions began to get worse and worse every single day. The mother of the sick daughter turned to her last resort as she started to turn towards satanic rituals and worshiping the devil. It is said that in order to save her daughter's life, she made a pact with the devil. For saving her daughter's life, the devil asked for only one thing. The mother had to create a character that would be famous all around the world. Satan then wanted to attract as many people as possible and win new followers who would do everything for him. Now, in actuality, by buying this doll would be an involuntary offer for the devil. Some say that possessing this toy makes the demon even stronger inside. The devil actually fulfilled this woman's promises when her daughter recovered from cancer, and her mother kept her promise that she gave the devil and created Hello Kitty, an adorable kitten. Moreover, it wasn't even a coincidence that the woman chose a cat for the main character, as these animals are actually associated with witchcraft for centuries. Has anybody actually noticed that this sweet toy doesn't even have a mouth? Is that a code for silence or code for secrecy? According to the story, the doll was designed without a mouth as a symbol of the little girl's cancer. But on the company's website, they will acknowledge that the mouth that's missing on this cat is to acknowledge no language barriers. There are other interesting facts about this character. What else seems to be weird on this lovely kitty's face? The Hello Kitty's ears are pointed up, representing Satan's horns. It is said that anybody who buys these Hello Kitty products gives a salute to these demons. Satanists from all around the world use Hello Kitty dolls as a secret symbol to connect with one another. People actually love this doll and don't even realize it's called Hello Kitty. Now, a lot of people have been seeing this new doll that has been going around, which is called the Labubu. Now, the Labubu is actually an ancient spirit as well, but I'm going to play this clip and show you guys in layman's terms what this actually represents.
People are now burning and getting rid of their Labubu dolls after learning that they are demonic. And some people claim that they've seen them moving around the house to different locations. Like they'll put them in one area and then they'll find it later in a completely different area. As you can see, this woman right here is having a hard time burning hers right here, so she just decides to rip it to pieces. Though the curse is probably still with her. So apparently Labubu is a nickname for pet demon. And the entire look of the Labubu dolls is based off of a Nordic demon, which was the whole inspiration for the doll in the first place. Now there are a lot of images circling around of what is the actual inspiration for this image. And I believe the CEO said it was this one right here. This is where he got the whole idea for the look of the Labubu dolls. But other people say that it's actually this one here. But I think they got to that conclusion because of the name. But this looks a little bit more like him. And that image also stems from this episode of The Simpsons of this demonic statue of Pazuzu possessing Homer. But personally, I don't believe any of this stuff. It's just a toy. But what do you guys think about this?
Demonic. Demonic.
What do you mean they turn green?
Oh, hell no.
It's demonic.
Stop looking at me. What happened?
It's actually getting too small.
Oh my God, bro.
Oh, hell no, man. What the?
I'm riding this bitch.
At what point do we grow some discernment? Because the moment I saw these dolls and it became popular, my spirit was like, nah. But I hear some of y'all talking about, I bring my laboo-boo to church. I bring it to Bible study. I bring it to Bible reading class. I bring it to Sunday youth night. Whatever it is, y'all be bringing it everywhere. But maybe you're uninformed. The Bible says my people perish for a lack of knowledge. So here's some knowledge. The creator of laboo-boo made these dolls from a real demon from Nordic mythology called Pazuzu. He literally just switched a few letters around. He made a whole chant to go along with it. Sound like a weird spell to me to start summoning stuff in your house. I don't know. Parents is out there buying it for their kids, and their kids are having literally conversations with the doll like they're really talking to something because it's a demon. So I know it looks cute. I know it looks trendy, but that's how the enemy gets you to bring stuff into your house unknowingly. I'm covered by the blood. I'm protected. Yes, you're covered by the blood. You're protected. Amen. But guess what? When them nightmares come, sleep paralysis, when stuff weird starts happening in your house, don't come blaming God. You're protected. You're covered by the blood. But since when did that mean bringing in demons into your house? It literally, you invited it, not God. You welcomed it into your house. You gave it legal right, legal authority into your home to do things in your house. Remember, God respects your free will. You want to invite demons into your house? That's what you're going to do. People all over TikTok since buying the doll has been reporting nightmares, waking up with scratches all over their body, sleep paralysis, the doll moving and catching the doll, changing eye colors. This is a creature known for being mischievous, chaotic, darkness, bringing in those things into environments. And laboo-boo is also known as the devil's pet. Why would you want something called the devil's pet in your house? Come on. Based off of a real demonic entity, why would you want to bring that into your house? Y'all done lost me. I have no idea how y'all even sleep at night knowing that this thing is in your room.
Now you know the history behind a lot of these dolls. So the next time you're buying a doll for your child, always remember, there could be some sinister things behind the scenes that took place in creating this thing. All right, hope you guys enjoyed this video and stay blessed. Peace.